Okay, first, thank you to Ajahn Yaniko for encouraging us to see Dhamma in the hearts of around us and within. And then, apart from our beloved teachers and tradition, where else in our modern world do you see Dhamma in the hearts of those who also in various ways seek the end of suffering for all, who particularly inspires you, who is worthy of respect? For example, for me, your support of Julia Butterfly Hill was inspired by courage. Correct. Could a future Buddha be a Sangha? Is it already happening? Okay, your thoughts, Ajahn Paso, and those of your esteemed company, appreciate it. I think oftentimes the Ajahn Yaniko gave some great examples of we tend to look sometimes a bit too far, there's good examples of people living committed, wholesome, skillful lives in the world around us, and to pay attention to that, and also to encourage and support them as well. I think what the person wrote in terms of. Like with the support that we gave to Julia Butterfly Hill was her her commitment and care for the environment, but also that I think in terms of in the world, I think some of the things that inspire me are, that I really think are worthy of respect are like people who are really committed to education. I find that really my own sense of it's really worthy of respect, people who are committed to education, committed to bringing examples to young people. I find that really inspiring. And there's lots of good examples of that out there, and both say in the Buddhist world as well as outside of that. And there's lots of other, there's always, that was sort of the thing, it's like when Ajahn Sumedho was living with Ajahn Chah in the early years, he was one, there weren't any other Westerners showing up for several years. And he was quite happy and content with the fact that he would be the only Westerner living with Ajahn Chah, and he could end up, dying in Thailand, that'd be fine. He didn't really have a plan to be anything or do anything. And after he'd been there for a while, not a long while, Ajahn Chah asked him, "Do you think you'll ever go back to America one day?" And Ajahn Sumedho said, "No, I'll never go back to America." And he went on this rant of couldn't ever live there as a monk, and nobody would look after us. Nobody has any interest in Buddhism. They're not Buddhists. And going on in that vein, and Ajahn Chah looked at him with a real concern. I said, and you mean to say there's no kind people in America? And then that was when Ajahn Sumedho realized, oh, okay, right. at some point, he would be going back to the West. I mean, it ended up he spent his time in England, but it was sort of, oh, yeah, right, I'm going back. I have to go back to the West at some point, because it's not really about Buddhist teachings, Buddhist dogma, Buddhist card-carrying Buddhist types. It's around the human condition, and it doesn't really matter where you are. There's going to be kind people. There's going to be good people, and they're looking for. They're looking for ways to live their life skillfully, and it's oftentimes it's just a lack of example and lack of access. That's the problem.